from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We're talking about the Washington Commanders guy,
yeah,
who got duped by the quote-unquote journalist who was recording all his deep inner thoughts about the NFL.
Gonna be looking for a new job.
Somebody said, that would be my luck. The one time I decided to cheat on my wife, it makes national news. Wasn't me.
Dope.
Wait, she was turned on by hot Jerry Jones talk?
That's right.
Well, she wasn't. She was just trying to get... She was fishing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, well, somebody else said, how big of a douche is this guy? Those are his go-to date topics. But I guarantee you, she teed him up
exactly,
for all that.
She steered it. I mean, I went out with someone once that I met at the gymnasium. And let me tell you, it didn't go so well because she wanted to talk politics. Far-right politics. Yeesh. And was very, very into him and thought that
Wait. Look at you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an insurrectionist.
Yeah,
you didn't like that?
No. Dude, within like 10 minutes, I was like, holy cow.
I would have had fun with that.
No, it was not.
Telling you, I would have had fun.
Really?
Yes, no, that would have been a blast.
That was, we didn't make it to the dinner portion.
You like that?
That was
you
drinks,
like that?
And then we're just going to slip
What'd
out.
What'd you do, leave?
Yeah. just paid the drinks and nice. Dude, when I tell you that it was uncomfortable, I mean, and I promise you, no one teed her up. She just was like, hey.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I'm saying about this. Like somebody said on the text line here, they said, what, you're just not supposed to tell the truth or what's really on your mind? No, you're not. There are a lot of things in the world that are in people's minds that should never be spoken.
Yeah.
Not kidding. Like, I don't know, you're a radio host,
yeah,
small-time celebrity, right?
Yeah.
You do have to watch yourself.
Absolutely.
And you probably do it all the time when, yep, you're in mixed company or in people,
yes,
you don't know.
Yeah.
You have to be careful, man.
No,
and listen, even people who don't have anything to lose, who aren't in positions like you or this Commanders guy or whomever, you know, like Elon Musk, whoever it is,
yep,
there are things that you should probably not say. Your point about this woman... That's what's gotten us where we are,
yeah,
is so many people have just shared awful things about what they really think,
yep,
and it's stunned the rest of us that are quote-unquote normal,
yeah,
that it's really, we can't put that genie back in the bottle.
No.
So yes, my point is that I think we should all be a little bit better about the things that we say, even in private company, to one another, and just be smart.
But this is the problem. How many times do people self-incriminate? Like they post elite. And I'm not. I mean, they post illegal things on Facebook. Numbnuts, John Morant. He posted himself. He's like, hey, I know I can't have a gun, but I'm gonna flash my gun here on Instagram Live. You see it all the time. I mean, people are constantly doing this, and that's not even like getting set up. But yes, we just have this thing now where we're like, well, I was just talking.
We just throw everything out there.
Just throw everything
How
out
about
there.
This? Shut up.
Yeah,
it might serve you.
Yeah.
You don't know everything. I know you think you do, but you don't.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. Suk's best friend, Chucky Gruden, got set up by the guy from Washington. And yes, that sucked. And what happened was bad to Gruden. But at the same time, You are sending emails to an NFL server where you know those emails have to be stored. Same thing with cell phones and stuff. And you are putting a paper trail of racist, misogynistic, and in the case of some of the cheerleader stuff, downright illegal. And you're talking to people about it. At a billion-dollar organization.
Just shut up. Yeah. You don't have to say those things. Yeah. It doesn't do any good for anybody, really, does it?
No. But we're in a society now where we think that, I don't know, my guess is it's because of social media now, and there's just like this seemingly endless stream of consciousness out there. It's like you're screaming into the void. Well, I hate to tell you, but sometimes someone's listening into the void and they do grab it.
That's exactly right.
You know, and I mean, like you brought up, we're no one, right? But neither was this VP guy of whatever, you know, the VP of content for the Commanders. But I've had this before where, like, I mean, this happened the other day. Like, if you're out on a boat, like on a Sunday, and you're having a good time, and there's people that I'm not super familiar with, and they're taking photos, I will ask, I'm like, can you please not take photos? Like, I'm not real interested in seeing photos of me plastered across your social media. You're on a boat, maybe you're having some drinks, whatever, like whatever state you're in. I mean, we saw some people on that boat that I saw that were throwing up. I'm not taking photos of those people. You know, it's just, it's kind of one of those things now where we've just reached the point of saturation. I mean, I swear to God, every time there's a shooting, whether it's in a school, shocker, happened again, or I remember the one from the Vegas where they shot up the country concert. Dude, there are people dodging bullets while having their phone out and being like, I have to record this. Like every time something like that happens, there are people filming other people getting murdered and stepping over bodies because they're like, oh my God, I have to get this on camera. So I just think we have this thing now where everything has to be shared. And you know, consequences be damned, or whether it's the right thing to do or not. It's like, let's share everything. And it's, I don't know, it's creepy.
I looked up a picture of this guy, and
yeah,
I'm going to say.
What's he look like?
Not the most, he's balding, just, yeah, not the most what? Attractive dude.
Hey,
bald?
Hey,
oh.
No.
Sook, sons of bitches.
Balding has nothing to do with it. What I'm trying to say is it's the widow's peak that's like kind of the old with the snaggle tooth. Like, it's not a good look. I'm assuming this hot reached out to him, and it's probably one of the hottest hots that he's ever talked to, gets into this position. It's like, I'm going to spill all the beans.
Let me just say this for the record. There are so many men, like 95% of men, that if you put a hot enough girl in front of them and she flirts a little bit, dude, that guy's going to tell you if he wears lady underpants and what his social security number is and you know, and anything else that you want to know. And this dude, you know, and he's going to sit there in the mirror tonight and be like, oh my God, my life's ruined. And
I feel bad for him. You know what he's going to do? He's going to go, why the hell did I say any of
yes.
that? And that's my point. It's like when you're an executive or he's a VP.
Yeah.
If you're a person who manages a ton of people or you're a higher profile, there's a reason why all of those, well, not all of those people, but a lot of those people are more polished.
Yeah.
And one, they have to be to do what they do. And two, I just feel like more people should try to emulate that and act that way and not say what you really think. I mean, toe the line sometimes. Just say the right thing, even if you don't believe it. Pretend you're running a company at all times. Your life will be better for it. Trust me, particularly with social media. Think about what that means and what you can and can't do and say. And I just think more people should take that a little bit more seriously, right? Yeah. It's like, how many times have you tried to get something out of your big boss or somebody that, like, you know, we've had our head cheese of our entire company has come through here, right? Sure. How polished is that dude?
Yes.
When you talk to that dude,
he gives you.
He's not going to give you a damn thing because of this right here. This is the thing,
yep.
And that can be frustrating. But at the same time, you know, there is a lesson in that in how some people, and not all, but some people go about their business. It can help you.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
There's an old adage, something like that. Like, if someone thinks you're an idiot or someone thinks you're dumb, don't open your mouth and prove them right.
Well, there's probably a reason why they think you're an idiot. You said something dumb to them.
Some Vancouver Ford text line. Call me old fashioned, but I'd just keep my racism at home. Just keep that one in.
Well, it used to be that way, right?
Yeah, keep that one in. Not anymore.
Somebody blew the lid off of all of that.
Be on the lookout for Alexa and Siri at home, even. Goodness gracious. Somebody's listening to us all the time.
All the time.
You cannot eat, like, whenever you think you can let your guard down, you just cannot.
Yeah.
Just be better, people. Stupid good. Things like this won't happen if we're just, we all just try to be a little better.
Yeah. And yet, someone right now, someone, some hot reporter is getting the biggest attaboy of her life and a nice high five and a bonus or whatever because she conned some.
Why are we assuming she's hot?
There's no way she's not hot.
Yeah, this is totally like a honey trap kind of a situation.
If you find out that this moron has a Hinge dating profile, no offense, you're not sending a Milwaukee Butterhog to go.
I'm not saying she's a Milwaukee Butterhog, but
she's a hot.
She doesn't need to be super hot.
I'm not saying she's super hot. I said she was a hot. There's varying degrees, but again, from Schulte's description, and I looked this guy up. Look,
yeah, he ain't. I mean,
no, she's.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Everyone's showing up on the date and they're like, what, you with me?
No.
And immediately, he should have been on the lookout immediately.
Let me tell you about Jerry Jones.
Let me spew off about my commissioner, my boss, I don't know, 75% of the league, its fans, even though I'm a VP of content. Good one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!